The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, so there was an article in BuzzFeed, which you've been in many times, that came out last week. The things that people will never share with their parents.
Right.
And there were like 28 of them. Woman had an abortion.
Yeah.
Woman had a three-way twice. One guy mentioned the fact that he's binary. One woman, and again, it depends on the relationship you have with your parents
and your age. Like these, so these are relatively, these were relatively younger.
Guy slept in his mom and dad's bed with his girlfriend.
Yeah,
they were really loath. And then there was things that are like, you know, I have three kids. I suffer from depression. I never let my mom and dad know about depression because back then they just fought through it.
Yeah, interesting. That's
seeing how, and so I try to take into effect. I'm trying to assume. For sake of the story, that the people that are involved have a pretty decent relationship with their parents.
Yes.
They talk to their parents two or three times a week, depending on how old they are, right? And then I kind of switched it around to what parents should share with their children. And again, it's very topical for us because you have a 22-year-old daughter who just who is probably always looking for advice from her father.
Not really.
Some to some extent. And then I got an 18-year-old son who's, you know, on vacation right now with his buddies. There's parents there, which is great. It's all inclusive, which is wonderful.
That's what you've been told.
That's what I've been told, exactly. you know, the things. And so the thing I've shared with my son was I've been blessed to have done a lot of different things
and,
in my life.
And you're a unique individual that way.
I am. And a lot of people are like, why do all these crazy things happen to you? Well, I put myself in a position for a lot of crazy things to happen. I've ridden bulls. I ran into a bunch of teachers at my son's school today. And they were asking about the billboard situation. I was like, yeah, that was just like,
they're still asking you about that?
Yeah. She's like, what are you doing now? I was like,
well,
take care of her. She goes, man,
legs.
I remember you from the billboard. Every day I was driving to school. And I was like, yeah, it was 33 years ago. And
it's time to move on.
You're trying to move on a little bit. You should see what I'm doing now. I'm with Dr. Josh Klaper this one. I'll be on Fox 6 and 9:35. Watch. See what I'm up to now. So I've told my son, there really isn't anything I haven't tried at least once in my life.
And that's true coming from you.
I said, I haven't been with a guy, and that's never going to happen because I'm not a homosexual.
Okay.
I said, that's one thing I will not try. Because I have no reason to try it. But I've pretty much done everything else. And I said, so if you ever come across something that makes you feel uncomfortable, you have a question about, feel free to ask me. I said, I will not judge you. I said, that was the most general, broadest way
yes.
I could tell him. I was taking drugs, alcohol, sex,
I can see
homosexuality,
all of it.
Church, Jesus, I was taking it all and putting it in a bag and saying, I've done it all, so if you've got a question about any of it, I'm here for you. Let me get my book out, all that's on page 118, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm going to send my kids to you, because I haven't done that.
And I think he understood it, because there's a lot of parents who haven't been through a lot of different
things. Well, yes, and he knows that about me. He may not know the details, but he knows that you've led a unique life, a professional and personal life, because of the nature of what you do.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, that's it. Good. And if you need advice, send them to Tony.
Info at Tony Curry Radio.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll be more than happy to do it. So, generationally speaking, and we usually have our Lila question of the week. I don't have one this week because she hasn't really asked anything that kind of blew me away. But my kids have asked me, did you drink before legal age? Have you done drugs?
Yep, got that.
Have you been in prison?
I'm like,
and of course, when you ask a parent if they've ever been arrested before,
that's a
you're inferring that maybe they think you have.
Right.
Because
if
if I ask my dad at the age of 11 or even 18 or even 28 or 38, have you ever been arrested before? You got to be in a pretty comfortable spot with your parent to
you
be
do.
Able to ask that question.
You do.
Now, towards the end of my life, I still wouldn't have asked my dad that question because I respected
his
him.
End of his life.
End of his life and my life. Yeah. You know, I mentioned I was super close with my dad, and Father's Day is coming up on the 18th. It's a very special day for all dads, and we just had a wonderful Mother's Day. But you know, I didn't see my dad a lot growing up because he was working third shift and working, and it's the way it was. But I knew he loved me, and we got super close. And then he became pretty much my best friend, but he was always my dad first. And then we started going to Vegas. And when we went to Vegas, it was kind of like the handing off of the torch a little bit. And I heard my dad talk differently.
Yeah.
I heard him share stories. You know, my dad would always share one story every time we were in Vegas. You know, he'd always share one little tidbit of something he did in his life that we never knew about.
Oh, I love
it. And it was super cool. But at that point in time, I was in my 40s. So I was
you're less interested.
You get drunk and broke into the Queen City Speedway and drove your van around at 4 o'clock in the morning. How cool. And we would laugh.
But you didn't ask him. He told you.
Yeah. And I would never think to ask that question.
See,
I would never have asked my dad what my kids asked me. What do you make?
Yeah.
Your kids do that. And I'm like, it's none of your business.
No, but see, okay. So I have, and I get the generational piece. Yeah. I fully do. But I think that I know that as a father and as a psychologist, in a healthy relationship with your family, the relationship should be such that your kids feel comfortable asking you anything, with this caveat. You don't have to respond. But what I get more worried about is in the...
Well, let's back it up before you go.
Or so you don't have to. Like, the how much do you make? You're right. So that's...
I would say I would use the... Are you got nice clothes? Do you eat dinner?
Well, because...
I make enough.
But you could even go one step further. Look, that's not something that I want to share with you.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is, if you think about generationally, we would never think to ask why. Because we were afraid, at least I was, of that my parents would get mad if I asked something too invasive. Like, when's the first time you had sex? Like, I would never ask it because I was afraid. I would rather have a relationship, a healthy relationship, is my kids are not afraid to ask me anything. But that doesn't mean that they're going to get the answer for everything, because I got to make a judgment call.
Is there an age when that is okay?
What?
If your daughter's 11 and she's asking those questions.
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
No, because then it's on me to decide the answer.
Yeah.
Do you see that's what I'm saying? Because what that tells me.
What about a yes no answer? Have you ever been arrested?
None of your damn business.
then they're going to think it's yes.
Yeah.
Because if it's no, you're going to say no. So there are some questions.
But that's, okay, so like the arrested? I mean, listen. So you always have to do two things. You have to take into consideration how old your child is. At 11, first of all, at 11, if they're wondering, then that's probably an important conversation. And something like arrested, you know, there's no middle ground on that.
Yeah.
You're either going to tell the truth or you're going to lie.
Yeah.
I am of the thought that sometimes we have to lie to our kids. But I am also of the thought, and you are really good at this, if they say, have you ever been arrested? What makes you curious about that?
Yeah.
Well, Johnny said that his dad was arrested when he was thinking, I was just wondering if you were arrested. And in that moment, again, I've never been arrested, but I think if my kid's 11, I'm probably telling the truth.
There is a point in time, too, in a kid's life, depending on how old your children are, when the do as I say, not as I do phrase works better.
Under 10.
Because if you're always saying do as I say and not as I do, but they see you doing things that you're not saying, then it doesn't work. But there is a point in time where they start to get it. And I think a lot of parents, and this is kind of a default answer, one of these days you'll understand.
Yeah.
And it's true. But that's like saying we'll see. I mean, it's not the answer they're looking for.
But you have to be really thoughtful about how old is your child. Number one. Number two, what's prompting? Why did they come to you with this question?
Yeah.
It's not always a deep meaning thing. They may have seen something on TikTok or whatever. And then number three, how is my answer going to affect all my future answers to the question? Again, this is the lying thing.
Yeah.
If I lie now, am I then going to have to come clean at some point?
Yeah.
In our generation, our parents didn't really worry about that as much because they just said, none of your damn business.
Yep.
And we went, okay. And I'm saying that's not as healthy as a more difficult conversation, because in our relationship, there wasn't as much trust with our parents.
Let's go, let's take it a step forward there, because we're going to be on Fox 6 in about 10 or 15 minutes. Then I think there are parents. And I think fathers are doing a much better job in this generation, and maybe even the last generation, assuming a generation of 17 to 20 years, than our fathers did, in that they're wanting to be a bigger part of their children's life. There are more women working, so men can afford to be at practices and ballet recitals, which I have tomorrow, and other things, and men love that. My dad never showed up to anything I did. I loved him to death, but that's just the way it was.
Right.
My mom, we didn't have, you know, if you went to one PTA meeting a year, you were a helicopter parent. Now we're emailing our parents or our teachers every stinking day.
Yeah, well, that's,
you know,
that's,
my
that's
mom and dad didn't even show up at my graduation.
That's bad.
My dad was tired. He worked all night. My mom had something going on. And I was like, whatever. I mean, it wasn't that big.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. I'm going to start crying. But it was no big deal.
So are you getting to the point of sharing too much information?
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
So as fathers get more involved in their children's lives, because the role was, if he's out working, he's providing for the family, and the mom is staying home,
answering all the questions.
And she's doing all the things.
Yeah, and she's answering all the damn questions.
But as men and fathers get more inclusive in their children's lives, I do feel like we feel like we want to be their friends more than be their fathers. I think that is a really slippery slope.
It absolutely is. Every parent who says, they're my best friend. You know, my child's my best friend. I'm like, uh-oh.
No, it's not good.
Uh-oh. They can never be your best friend.
No.
They can be the most incredible child and partner, and you can love them, and you can have an amazing relationship with them, and you can tell them anything, like all that. But they're not your friend.
Yeah. Well, and again, be careful what you share, because once it's shared, it's gone. And this is perfect for my 18-year-old son, because, you know, he's starting to date.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going through everything that happens in dating. And so I'm well versed in that area. And so I'm kind of like, let me tell you what happened to me when I was 18. Or I used to date a 24-year-old. And I'm kind of like,
seek to understand.
Yeah.
Be super careful about what you throw out. But also, again, this is the thing, and this is the hard thing for parents. Don't be too quick to do either, to tell them everything or to tell them it's none of their business.
Yeah.
Because in either case, you can do harm.
Yeah.
Have a conversation with your kids. Have a conversation with your kids and make it a judgment call. And if your kid is pressing, I say this, if you've done something in your past that's not so good, or something that you're not proud of, and your kid is pressing, it's one thing if they ask in a passing, you know, you can skirt it. If they're pressing, answer the damn question. Just answer the question. Yeah. I mean, you know, not if they're 7, but if they're 11, 12, 13, 14, because it's not going to go away.
Yeah.
And it's the whole idea is if you don't answer the question, you know, and we've done a whole show on this, answering the question also means not telling the entire narrative.
Sure.
You know, have you ever been arrested? Yes, I was arrested.
Yeah.
What happened? I committed a crime.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of crime? Well, I was, you know, so it's kind of like a deposition. You need to just dole out the information carefully, but you can't get away from it.
Yeah.
Because they're not going away.
And they're not going to love you any less for it.
No, they're going to love you less if you're lying about it and then you don't come clean eventually.
Yeah.
And if it's been years and years, and I've seen this, it's okay to lie to them once and then realize, you know, that wasn't the right thing, and like 2 years later. But man, you lie to your kid for 10 years.
And it probably depends on whether you did it 20 years ago or last week.
Well, last week's a whole different thing. That's a different show. We'll cover that.
If you're constantly getting arrested, you're having issues. If you've been arrested, last Tuesday, then you probably got some bigger issues. But if they see that it was years ago, it happened, I learned my lesson.
Well, and they may think, and listen, let's just be honest. They may think they have every right to think differently about you.
Yeah.
That is not you don't get to tell them how they should think about you. They have to factor
that's
in the
what equation. I tell them. I'm well seasoned.
Well seasoned. Well, you did do those. Did you do those Dale's commercials?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to send
A lot has happened in my life. I'm a well seasoned man. I've learned my lesson, and everything was a learning experience. I don't have failures. Everything's a learning experience.
Look at you. You're such a you're a good bullshitter too. You're really good.
Well, and hopefully my kids learn a little of that street smarts too. All right, we'll be back with Fox 6. We'll be on Fox 6 WBRC here in about 15 or 20 minutes. Check us out live on TV. We'll be on with Janice and of course Mike, and we will talk about just this. And I think it's interesting too because again, with what the week we had, as our kids get older, they're going out on their own, and you know those questions are going to be coming where. Hey, I ran into a kind of a sticky situation. I just don't. I don't want my kids. I don't have the answers to everything, but I want them to know that I have experienced a lot of things, and that I may be able to give you a little nugget of wisdom to get you through whatever it is. Because remember when you first met that first person who broke your heart? It was the end of the world.
Makes me cry.
It was over, and you want to say rather than say, "Ah, screw them. they're not good enough for you." I promise you. They don't want to hear that crap.
I know what that feels like. My heart was broken too, and it hurts.
And all I can tell you is it's going to be all right. And I know you don't understand that right now, but you will one day, and you'll realize that that scumbag probably wasn't the right fit for my daughter.
And it's okay if you want to listen to Brad. They're going, what?
What's your favorite Brad song?
I don't know. Either.
I like the Guitar Man. That's only because it's a little up-tempo, but I heard If the other day and I couldn't.
Every Brad song to me, with the exception of Guitar Man, it kind of sounds the same.
Yeah.
And even when it's happy, it sounds sad.
Yeah.
Remember the song Shannon?
Oh.
We heard that came out.
So what are some of your guilty pleasure songs real quick? Just give me a couple that you heard that just... I'm not talking about Pablo Cruz. I'm talking like bottom of the barrel.
That make me cry or just a guilty pleasure?
That if you heard it right now, you go, oh, like Chevy Van. I mean, Chevy Van is I know it's one
that's
of the
up to
songs.
Yeah. But like, okay, so I'll give you.
And people go, dude.
Okay, I got one. This is like the cheese of the cheese. Sergio Mendez.
Yeah.
Never gonna let you go.
I heard it 2 days ago.
That's, I mean, I can't listen to
that
it.
That was a big hit.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And he'd been around since the 50s.
Yeah, I mean, I get me some Bee Gees in there. But Bee Gees you can kind of pull off because pre-Saturday Night Fever, like Bee Gees have been around forever. But Please Come to Boston.
Oh, man.
And then I got then there's the up-tempo. My daughter graduated, right?
Yeah.
So I'm doing, there's all these Miley Cyrus songs, The Climb. And then there's the one with her dad, Ready, Set, Don't Go.
Yeah.
If you've ever heard this song, it's really, it's not a great song, but it's like, the first bar, and I start crying. Yeah. But I'm a very emotional guy now.
You are.
The whole graduation week, my wife's like, would you stop crying? Mm-hmm. Stop crying.
All right, back at you on Fox 6. Make sure you listen to all of our shows. You can watch them here on Facebook. And, of course, podcast, wherever you get your podcast, Tony Curry Radio Podcast. We're available on every major industry. I want to say thank you to David Sears, who's my right-hand
man. Oh, my God, this stuff's so good.
He's doing a great job with all this stuff. Have yourself a wonderful day. I'm back again tomorrow morning with Tony Curry Live. I'm going to pick that back up tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Every single morning I'll be back on Facebook. Tony Curry Live starts tomorrow morning.
Love it.
Here on TKR. Have a great day.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.